Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Yeah. I stand with Takeoff because the quarantine wait be real, man. It's hard. What is up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, your new favorite podcast in the world. Best podcast out, if I do say so myself.
And number one in our hearts, at your hearts, everybody's hearts, we're in this thing.
Yes. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and it's where we keep you updated on everything that's popping off in the world of music, hip hop culture.
Yes.
I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
Yes, it's a brand new week, brand new things to get into.
Mm-hmm.
So the Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul fight happened this weekend, and hip-hop was out in full effect, of course. Then we have Beyonce and Jay-Z. Yeah, they pulled up to the Nets game for a little date night. Plus, we got wind of an alleged Mariah Carey versus Jay-Z standoff.
Uh-oh.
We have 6ix9ine, who's endangering his safety yet again by making some disparaging comments following the passing of Lil Durk's brother. And we have Megan Thee Stallion teasing her re-entry into the music game. Let's get down to it. All right, first things first. Fight night was definitely this weekend. We got to talk about that.
Yeah, it went down last night. Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul.
Yes, and on the undercard, we had Chad Ochocinco Johnson versus Brian Maxwell. Let's just break it down in order. All right, so the undercard, Chad versus Brian Maxwell. I thought this was one of the highlights of the fight, just because to see Ochocinco, who was a football player, fight an actual fighter, he got knocked out. Knocked down.
Okay, yeah, knocked down.
There's a difference because he didn't stay down. We gotta highlight that. So, yeah, he jumped in the ring with him. Maxwell caught him in the chin.
There you go.
And Chad definitely hit the mat. But I thought one of the best things about that was what Chad said after the fight, when he was like, "My life is just about taking crazy chances and doing crazy stuff and encouraging fans not to be scared to take chances." And he really emphasized that, like, you can't be afraid to fail. And I think that was such a good message, because in all of these other fights where we see the people get knocked out and they get clowned and memed and all of that, like, we did not see that with Chad. I know the clip went viral of him hitting the mat, but, like, it wasn't really people clowning him like that. It was more so just like, yo, like, Chad really got in there. Like, yeah. And they made millions. Like, it was a win at the end of the day. So I'm glad that he just put that message out there at the end. And he called out Conor McGregor.
What did he say about him?
He said he thinks he's ready for Conor McGregor now. Even though he lost this fight, he thinks he's ready for Conor.
It's the confidence for me. You better, Chad.
100% confidence. And I love to see it. Taking chances, taking risks, and the payoff was big for him.
Yeah, it's inspiring low-key. Like,
high-key.
I wouldn't want to get in a ring and get a hand to my jaw and fall into the ground. But when he said that, it's like, why not? You know, life is short. Just go ahead and get in the ring.
Right.
Yeah.
Made millions, went viral, and potentially can have another fight coming down the pipeline. Like, this could be a second career for him now if he wants to.
It could be.
Now, let's get to the main event, Mayweather versus Logan Paul. Now, let's start off with the Migos and their performance, because, you know, fighters and hip-hop hand in hand. So Migos came out, performed straightening. I feel like the announcers and commentators were extremely disrespectful. They were talking all over the Migos performance.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a little awkward for me.
Were they talking a lot? I didn't get to catch the fight. I just got to see the clip. So, like, what were they saying? Like,
in the clip I saw it was Quavo, Offset, Takeoff performing straight into the camera. They was coming with the energy, but the commentators was just like talking over them, and I was just like, wow, is this what they're supposed to be doing? I don't know. Maybe that's how it works at fights. I haven't watched too many fights in my day, but that was a little awk to me. And then another part of it that a lot of people were talking about was the Migos kicked it off with the performance. So everybody thought that the Migos were going to walk Floyd out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But after the Migos performed, Moneybagg Yo actually came in and walked Floyd out to the fight. And he was performing Time Today. I like that, but I was like, okay, dang, I thought the Migos was going.
Right, so what was the point of the Migos? Just the performance?
Just to put on a show real quick, I guess.
Huh.
Or maybe Floyd was trying to give both of them the opportunity to shine, so that was cool, but I just thought that part could have been coordinated a little better. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of weird. Like, you would have thought that Floyd would have come right next, but I don't know. But then people were talking about the Migos, how they were looking. They were getting on Takeoff the most because he done put a little quarantine weight on, which, you know, is normal.
Hey.
But
I have too, man. Yeah. I stand with Takeoff because the quarantine weight be real, man. It's hard. It was hard staying active, being locked in the house like that. So I feel Takeoff on that.
And it's calling him Takeout. And I was like, I say, yo, come on.
Why do him like that? Yeah, so that was the performances. And then the actual fight, of course, Mayweather won, even though they said it's no winner.
Yeah, so that's kind of because it's an exhibition fight. So, and no one got knocked out, technically. So no one did win, but I guess the scores added up to basically Mayweather winning, quotations.
You know who really won, though? Mayweather's bank account and Logan Paul's bank account. True winners of the fight right there.
Period.
That's why I love these fights so much, man, because it's like any way you slice it, the guys that are in the ring, they're coming out on top. Whether you get knocked out, hit the mat, whether you lose, whether it's an exhibition and there's no winner or loser, like all of these guys got paid big time from this fight. So kudos to them.
Yeah, it was a good fight night last night. So shout out to everybody that got a check.
Yes, and a shout out to everybody that was in the audience too, popping out with the fits that they got with their PPP loans. You know, we love to see it. We love it. Speaking of popping out, though, Beyonce and Jay-Z popped out at the Nets game this week too.
That's crazy because we never see them out a lot lately.
It was a little date night vibe. They was looking cute too. You know, Beyonce stepped out in her off the shoulder, bedazzled, bejeweled, little black and silver number she had on.
Okay.
She had on a little corset dress with it. I was like, all right, Queen B, with the matching mask. And then, you know, Hove kept it Brooklyn, all black, everything. Yes. From the pants to the shirt to the shades to the hat. So they look good. But the reason why it was so entertaining to me that they popped out at the game is because, like, the crowd went so crazy for them being there. I'm like, yo, y'all have more energy for Beyonce and Jay-Z than y'all do the Nets game right now. So I just thought that was so funny. Like, just from all the Twitter clips I was seeing and people posting them screaming and yelling for Beyonce, B&J just waving at them real humble. Like, I was just like, oh my goodness. These guys just completely turned the Nets game out.
That's crazy that you have so much power and stardom that you go to a whole NBA game, but you're the stars.
Exactly. Love it. Now, while we're talking about Jay-Z, allegedly there was a bit of a back and forth between him and Mariah Carey in a business meeting lately, according to The Sun.
Yeah, they're saying that they had like an explosive meeting and it didn't go well, is what the source is saying. And the source also said that Mariah had made it clear that she wants nothing more to do with Jay-Z and has called it quits to Roc Nation. And she will formally depart in the next few weeks.
Yes, so back in 17, Mariah Carey fired her manager. Then she wound up signing with Roc Nation. And there was a whole legal battle that ensued after she signed with Roc Nation and fired her manager. So I don't know if that added to the tension of the whole situation or what. But she was being managed by Roc Nation since then. And now they're saying that since this meeting went left, she doesn't want anything to do with them, basically.
Yeah, so I wonder what exactly they talked about in this meeting that, like, made her be so upset, or Jay-Z so upset. Like,
What happened? The source said it's a shame that they, because they had done like such great work in the past few years, mm-hmm. but they said the meeting allegedly could not have gone worse. So I don't know what it is, but I do hope that they can work it out, because what I've seen Roc Nation management do for artists mm-hmm. is a pretty high standard. So I'm hoping that this is either an exaggerated thing or they embellished on it just for the story or whatever the case is, because I feel like Mariah being managed by Roc Nation, Jay-Z, like it goes together for me. Like that Mariah is a superstar. She's a legend and she should be managed at that high of a caliber. So hopefully they're able to work it out.
Yeah, I hope so. It does say that she's already been removed from the list of acts that are represented by the company, but hopefully maybe they're, connection is still good. You're just maybe like under different management or looking for a different management team. But yeah, why would not? Why would Mariah Carey not be under Roc Nation?
Ah, we need that to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Moving along to my least favorite person to talk about, Tekashi 6ix9ine. I don't get why he's still a thing.
I don't either.
But for whatever reason, he is. So he has had some remarks. As we know, Little Durk's brother D-Thang passed away, unfortunately, over this past weekend. Mm-hmm. He was at a nightclub in Chicago on Saturday. He was shot to death. And everybody's been sending out condolences to Little Durk, prayers up to his family. He's just been losing so many people.
Yeah, sad.
It's been like loss after loss for Durk. So to see Tekashi 6ix9ine come out and have disparaging remarks towards that was really just... I didn't feel it. What was he saying?
So Academics had posted the news about it on his Instagram page, and that's when 6ix9ine wrote, "At Little Durk, tell the truth about your gang, man. They really dying," and then put laughing emojis all throughout the post. And then he also commented on a separate post saying, "At Little Durk, stop the senseless violence." He put under the Shade Rooms post, like, RIPPPPP. So people were saying, like, a sarcastic rest in peace.
Right.
Like, just being, like, real, like, come on.
Yeah, man. It's corny.
Mm-hmm.
You're endangering your own safety because people don't take that type of stuff lightly. It's just, like, stop. At a certain point, like, okay, I get it. Like, this, the trolling thing is what got you to a place of stardom. Mm-hmm. It got some money in your pocket. But after a certain point, like, are we going to try something new? Are we going to pivot into a new direction?
Yeah.
Dang, I wish I had my Kanye button. Like, it's not funny anymore. Try different jokes. Like,
right.
Stop.
That's all he got going for him, I guess, is just to piggyback on people when they're, like, going through something. And, like, mm-hmm. you know, he's been at Lil Durk neck forever. So,
yeah.
For him to just keep going on him, it's like, come on.
Cloud chasing at his finest.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now on to something more positive, something I was more excited to hear about.
Yes.
Our girl, hot girl Megan, or actually she's turning into Tina Snow right now. Meg Thee Stallion has teased her return of her alter ego, Tina Snow.
Yes, they posted a video. Well, because remember when Megan said she was taking a break and her team would be the one posting for her?
Yeah.
So I guess maybe it's still her team, maybe. But they posted a video and it's like kind of get edited graphic of like her being like in the lab and being created, and you see the I guess characteristics are like body, mental health, knees, bars, confidence, Tina Snow, like all that is loading.
Hey, come on mental health, come on confidence,
come on knees for me.
Yes, so this is gonna be Tina Snow is one of her best alter egos. Like, I love when she gets into that bag. Mm-hmm. Like the whole Tina Snow persona, she always comes with the bars when she's Tina Snow. So mm-hmm. I'm totally here for that. And I'm here for her coming back, taking that little break off and just coming back refreshed, which is what it seems like with all of these things that she's focusing on, like mm-hmm. the mental health, like the bars, her body, all of that. Like,
yeah.
It seems like, okay, I went, took a break. I got myself together. Now Tina Snow is back at y'all.
That's going to be dope to see. And, you know, she has been with Partisan Fontaine, booed up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he's a good writer and rapper as well. So,
yes.
You know, she's going to have some inspiration from that. So
yeah.
That's gonna be dope to see.
And they probably have been working together if she's mm-hmm. been in the lab cooking up, like, and she writes her own bars, but Party's a great songwriter, period.
Exactly.
So he might not even write any bars for her. He may write a hook. He may write a chorus, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. So that's creativity that they can bounce off of each other in itself. So, yeah, I can't wait to hear this. I can't wait to hear some new music from Megan. Hopefully she comes with a different sound. She tries new things, dips into other genres as she does every now and again. Like, mm-hmm. I'm excited about this.
It's time. Hot Girl Summer is, I guess, almost starting. Tina Snow is coming on. So I'm excited.
We love it. Mm-hmm. That's going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. Make sure you follow us on Spotify. We still have our contest going on. It's going on until June 14th. We're giving away a prize pack bundle courtesy of Bleacher Report. Mm-hmm. And we got the drip for you. Tell them what we got, Ada. Tell them what we got.
We got a Nas Illmatic long sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
We got Joey Badass Net shirt.
Yes.
We got Denzel Curry.
Yes, that Miami Heat jersey.
That Miami Heat jersey.
And we got another Nas Illmatic 25th anniversary shirt. I mean, we got drip galore, basically. Yes. So if you want to win that, follow us on Spotify or just click the link that's down in the description. Put your email in. You'll automatically be entered to win. And make sure you tell your friends to enter, too. You know, you want them to win a little bit of drip. Tell them about the podcast.
Yeah.
And just subscribe to DX Daily on all platforms. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, too, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at HipHopDX.
Yes, you could also follow us as well. I am at Asia Sky on everything. Asia is A-S-H-I-A. Sky is S-K-Y-E. Yeah, hit me up.
And you can follow me too on Instagram and Twitter at A-Dub. That's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
All righty. We'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.